You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now we've got a story about literal renewal, making something old into something new. She is a denim designer at The Gap. He's a veteran of the war in Iraq, and he collects odds and ends. Together, they've built a new business and a second life of sorts for very well-loved clothes. It all started with his father's Levi's.
My name is Marlo Fox, and I go by Fox.
Her name's Fox, and
my partner is Jeff
Garza. When I was growing up, my dad, he was an electrician.
Has been an electrician for Edison for almost 30 years.
I mean, he'd wear his Levi's for what they were made for, working in it, digging holes and climbing up in attics and all kinds of stuff. So he'd wear his jeans until he couldn't wear them anymore, until they're blown out and ripped up. And
he works so hard and has such a positive attitude, and you can see it in his jeans.
My dad doesn't like wasting anything whatsoever, especially his money, because he works hard for it. So he found a way to, get more life out of it still, and not just throw it away and make it trash. He'd start cutting the legs off, and he had a crappy little sewing machine and kind of figured out himself how to start sewing them together, and every time he'd mess up another pair of pants,
every time he used a pair of jeans, he'd sew it together to make this piece of fabric.
Add it to the blanket, and it got pretty big, pretty quick. And when we'd go camping and stuff like that, picnics, the blanket kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger over the years. And then eventually it was a really big blanket. It was just always a fun, memory of camping because it's jeans. And
so he shared this blanket that he's been making over the years.
My dad's old idea kind of was like the last spark that gave us the idea to run with it, take his idea and just go crazy with it. And we're at the Foxhole. It's in Silver Lake, California. Yeah, it's my girlfriend's in my store.
Jeff thought of the name. I go by Fox, and he's a veteran, so Foxhole, is something dug that they kind of hide behind.
I don't know. We really, really like jeans. Not really much more to it than that.
And so we met and shared all this and fell madly in love. And
it was a good coincidence when I met my girlfriend, because she's actually works as a denim designer.
I always have been making things, and Jeff has always been collecting things. So we kind of put that together, and
just kept saving our money. One day I was walking down the street and I saw this place was for rent, and I called, and the rest is history.
Denim is, in a person's wardrobe, is the only piece that can tell history and personality. People really like holes now. In a mass market consumer trend analysis, destruction, it's called. So if you can find something that's naturally worn in, it's like a treasure, and people come here to find the treasures. We kind of take any utensils that sand. Jeff's a skateboarder, so we'll use a skateboard or any kind of rough surface to make some destructions and kind of test it out and see what looks right and what looks kind of awkward. Jeff does a lot of traveling and finding these things.
I had $20 in my pocket, buy a couple things here and there and stash it up over the years, and a lot of clothes.
Denim pieces.
A lot of denim.
Customized jeans.
A lot of old random cool knickknacks.
Rugs.
Yeah, we have a collecting cool crap problem for sure.
Anything you could think of, we could probably make up for you.
Jeans, you can just throw them on the ground and they take a beating. And
it just continues to get better and better and better. It never gets worse.
It can just be stitched and fixed back up, and it's, keep reliving some life into it. And
A style that'll be around forever.
I don't think it's ever going to go out of style. People will be wearing jeans forever.
My mom used to call me the cutter because I'd cut everything and make new silhouettes.
For the most part, she's the genius that does all the sewing. It's not like you're going to a mall and you're getting the same thing as everybody else. You have to find something
and you repurpose it. It gives it a new life and an individuality that makes it more valuable to someone else.
Take their dad's old jeans and turn them into stuff, or shirts that are just beyond wearing that they've been holding on to for 20 years in a drawer. It doesn't do anything. We can sew that onto something or do something with it. So,
but with denim, you can basically rebuild the fabric, and it's this just amazing feeling of life that you can keep giving it, and you can't do that to many things in life, period. So that's why I love it so much.